Okay, now we're starting. Okay, so we are on, today's daf is Afchaf. We're basically in the middle of Sugya, so let's go back to Yud Tesamud Beis, a little higher up. We have a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. The concept of dealing with it is, if someone is, a Kohen does Kiddush Hadayi Berglayim, he washes his hands in the morning, let's say he washes his hands on Monday morning, and basically he pulls an all-nighter, he's working all night, and now comes Tuesday morning. Does he have to wash his hands again? Does Lina, staying overnight, require a new Kiddush Hadayim Berglayim? So we said that if you Mekadosh Yodav Ragla Bayom, you don't have to Mekadosh Laila, but if you Mekadosh at night, you have to redo it. Rebbe says yes, because he says there's Lina, and Rebbe Elazar Shimon says no. So if we go, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines up, it's my time of the Rebbe. So my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe know, where does Rebbe learn that Lina, overnight, staying overnight, does passel the Kiddush Hadayim Berglayim? You have to rewash in the morning. Because the Pasuk says, by Kiddush Hadayim Berglayim, it says, O Begishtam El Mizbeach, right? When they come close to the Mizbeach. So the chiyuv of Kiddush Hadayim is dependent on coming close to the Mizbeach. And coming close to the Mizbeach every day is new. Coming close and doing the Avodah again. My time is Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Why does Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon say that you do not have to rewash? It says, Dixiv Bivoam. It continues as, Bivoam El Mo'om Lamhed Yuchat Sumayim. When they come into the Olamoid. So he washed when he came in, and he's still there. He didn't have Hesach Hadas. He's still there. So for Yidach Nami, so Rebbe, it says Gishtam. So what does he do for Gishtam? So he says, Haksiv Bivoam. Right, Yidach Nami Haksiv Bivoam. Doesn't say Bivoam. You just learn from Gishtam. What do you do with Bivoam? Iksiv Bivoam. Had it just written Bivoam, Biloksiv Bivoam, and not written Bivoam. Without Bivoam, Hava Mina Alkol Gisha Vigisha. I would have thought every single time I come to the Mizbech, each and every Avodah, I would have to do it wash. So Kasa Rachman Bivoam. So Torah writes Bivoam that only when you first start coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Vidach Nami and Vlazar Shimon, it also says Haksiv Bigishtam. You learn from Bivoam that you don't have to rewash. Lina does not apostle. But it says Bigishtam, which seems to indicate every time you come close. So he says, first he's going to give one thing, Iksiv Bivoam, Veloksiv Bigishtam, and not Bigishtam, Hava Mina Fila Bire Kanis. I would have thought even Stam is walking to the Beis HaMikdash. Guy who walks in for whatever reason, he left his wallet. So he's going back to get it. He would have to wash. Kamash Malon, it says Bivoam, that's what Mashal says, Bigishtam, that you have to be coming close to Bigishtam is coming close to, we have to be doing Avoda. The Gemara asks on this, Abiyei Reikonis, why would you have had a Havamina to say that just Stam walking into the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan would have required the Kohen to wash? Abiyei Reikonis. Haksiv L'Sharis. The Pasuk says, O Bigishtam L'Zveich L'Sharis. L'Sharis means to service, to do the Avodah. So you never would have had a Havamina that just a regular Abiyei Reikonis, you would require it. So Ela Bigishtam, Yibayilei L'Chad Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. We need L'Gishtam to teach us the dinner of Acha Bar Yaakov. What's the dinner of Rachma Yaakov? Let's read it inside first, and then we'll go back outside. The Amr of Rachma Yaakov, Hakol Modim Mekidrusheni. Everyone agrees with the second washing of his hands, Shehula Vush Mekadesh, that he washes the second washing from the Yom Kippur. He washes the second washing while he is clothed. My Taima, why? The Amr Kra, because the Pasuk says, O Bigishtam, when he comes close, Mishayin Mechusar El Gisha Bulvad. The only thing that's missing is coming close. Comes to this one who is still has to wash and get clothed. So what's going on? It's a machlokas in the Gemara in Yoma. The thing a lot of days or a lot of dalin. How the Kohen washes his hands between each avoda when he's doing the Yom Kippur in Yom Kippur. Rabbanan say that he washes his hands while he's dressed, meaning before he's mekadesh the Kohen, before he's mekadesh his hands in between each avoda, he's dressed in Bigdei Kodesh, then he washes his hands. Then he takes off the clothing. Then he goes into the mikvah. Then he puts on the second set of clothing. And then he washes his hands again. But Rabbi Meir says, no. He takes off the clothing, then washes his hands, then goes to the mikvah, then puts on the second set of clothing, and then washes. But everyone agrees that the second washing is done while he's wearing clothing. It's a machlokas. The first washing is done while he's wearing the clothing. Second washing is done while he's wearing his clothing, according to everybody. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Bigishtam. He has to come close. Einu mechusar ala gishto biyad. That right, the only thing that has to be missing, I guess when he gets dressed, the only thing that has to be missing is just coming close. but doesn't mean you have to wash the hands to come close. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't include a case where he has to get dressed and wash. So that's what Begishtam comes to teach us. So the Gemara then says, the Pasuk then says, L'haktir, right? The Pasuk says, Bivawam alom alayt, we have Bivawam, O Begishtam alom azmeach l'sharis, L'haktir ishe l'ashem. So what's this L'haktir? L'haktir ishe l'ashem lamali, right? Rashi says, the Ksiv Gabi Kiddush lamali, Pshita debay Kiddush, Dagishas mizbeachi. What does it mean? L'haktir means to do a service. But we just said it has to be in service because we just said it's Begishtam alom azmeach. So what's L'haktir coming to teach me? So Ma'od Tema, you would have thought, Hani Mili Avoda de Ma'akve Kapara. You would have thought that you only need to, I don't know why you would have, but you would have thought that you only need to Mekadesh, to wash your hands, if you're to perform an Avoda that requires Kapara. What's an Avoda that requires Kapara? Rashi says, he go Dam U'Kemitza, like you're sprinkling the blood or doing the Kemitza. Aval Kol Haktoris Emurin, but just putting the fats, the sacrificial fats on the Mizbeach. The loma akve, if you don't do that, the korban is still good. Emo lom diboy kiddush, maybe you wouldn't need to wash your hands. So Ro Kohen comes in, there are different guys coming in. One guy says, oh, I'm just going to burn, I'm coming in at night, whatever it is in the evening, I'm just going to burn the fats. So you would have thought that you don't need kiddush gayim regalayim. So kamash malad, therefore the book says, lehaktir isha. Anything you're doing, even if you're being makriv, any of the korbanos, any of the sacrificial fats, anything you do, it still is going to require kiddush or diver line.
I wonder if you come in the morning, can you decide what avoda you're going to do that day? I don't know.
Maybe.
Before the pious, maybe.
One
person carries
but the pious is the pious is later. The pious was for the korban tamid, right? You had the 12 people.
No, four pious
right, but. But the pious was only later on also, because they had issues.
You wouldn't know in the morning when he had to wash.
Yeah, the guy says, this is what I'm going to do today. Comes in late. This is what I'm going to do today. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bai. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Bai Ilfa. So Ilfa had the following suffix. L'divrei ha'omer ein lina moeles. According to Rav Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who says that lina does not knock out the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, right? You continue doing it, right? That's what Rav Lazar Shimon says. Lazar Rav Shimon, right? It's Rav Shimon. It's the son. What? It's the son. Yeah, okay. So, I think a great way to celebrate Lag V'Omer is to go through all the Mishnais that Rav Shimon is a shita in. That's probably a good way to celebrate Lag V'Omer.
What to read the Zohar?
No, go through the Mishnayos. Go through the Mishnayos. Find Rav Shimon. The Divrei Omer in fine, but HaOmer Sheein Lina Moeles. Right? He said Psik Reish Lo Nichalei. We do Paskim. No, Psik Reish Lo Nichalei. We do hold like.
Important one.
Well, a few times. Yeah, but it's a pretty important one. We had him just recently about Halacha. Whether we can have when you can be with the Machshava by Halacha. Is that impactful or not? That was recent also.
So Shemayim,
they're dancing. Okay. How? L'divrei Omer in ilila mo'elas b'kiddush adayim v'raglayim meki or ma'u sheyifsilu. What if you have the water left over at night in the wash basin? So the water's in the wash basin, which is a klisharis, and it's left overnight. So it has kiddush, and if it's not, if anything that's left in the basin, and it stays there overnight, is that water now no good? According to Rebbe, who says that lina is moelis when it's on your when you wash your hands, of course it's going to be a problem for the water in the kiyor. According to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, what's the story? Make kiyor ma'ishu yifsu. Rashi says, im lo shaka b'bor. If they didn't put the water back into the pit, into the cistern, right? The amri b'seid yom adim shakalo. That's what they used to do. So what's the suffix? Mi amrina hani lemai. Do we say, what's the purpose of this water? The purpose of the water is the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So kiddush adayim v'raglayim gufayelo pasubalina. The purpose of this water is to wash the kohen's hands. When the kohen washes his hands, lina doesn't have an impact. So the lina is not going to have an impact on the water in the kiyur. O dilma, or do we say kevin the kaddish will be klisharis? Since it's in the klisharis mifsili, then it's been mifsabalina. Right? Rashi says, O dilma kevin the kaddish klisharis. It's very different than Kiddush Yadayim. Why? Because when you wash your hands, by the time the night comes around, the water is not in your hands, it's no longer there.
Here, the water is still in the kli. The lo domne kirshadayim shemayim nigvu ve'en lin al milachol. There's no cups of water when after you wash your hands. There's nothing for the lina to be chal on. Here, there's something for the lina to be chal on the water that's in the kiur. So what's the story? So if you leave the water overnight without returning it back into the pit, and you left it in the klisharis, does lina pass that water? And I guess the next morning, you would have to spill it out and get new water. So ki asa ravin. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, so he quoted Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Hadar Pashit Ilfa, that Ilfa had that suffix that was brought from Rav Dimi. Ravin says that Ilfa answered the suffix and says, Kamachlokas Mizu, Kach Machlokas Mizu. You have the same Machlokas that, according to the one who says that Lina is Poselas with on your hands, so that's Rebbe, he's going to say that Lina is Poselas in the Mei Kiyur. According to Rav Elazar and Shimon, Lina has no impact on washing and hand washing. It also doesn't have no impact on the water in the Kiyur, because the water is specifically used for the hand washing. So Amar Lafana Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna then says to somebody, I guess who, Rebbe, my master, Ata Omer Kain, do you really say this, that Rav Yochanan said that Ilfa answered the Suffolk? This is what Ilfa said, what's called the name of Ilfa. Kior shelo shiku mi ba'erev. The kior that they did not place back down, you see before they made this pulley system. They did not put it back down into the pit. Right? Kior shelo shiku mi ba'erev. Mekadesh mimenu avodas laila. You can use it at night. Right? Guy comes to do work at night. You can use it at night. But ulamachar, after Alos HaShachar, after the morning, Eino Mekadesh. He's not Mekadesh. What does not Mekadesh mean? V'havinan ba, and we had a suffix. L'machar Eino Mekadesh, does that mean D'lo Tzaruch Kedushe? That he doesn't have to wash his hands, because Lina is not Poselas, because he washed his hands the night before. O Dilma, or do we say, Eino Mekadesh means he cannot be Mekadesh his hands with the water that's in the Kiyur, because the Kiyur had to go down. O Dilma, Ifslu Belina, Elo Pashitlan. And Rav Asi did not answer the suffix. I mean, we have a suffix whether or not the water in the kior becomes pasul if it stays overnight. Umarka pashut le mishat, and you all of a sudden say that Ilfa will answer the question. And then they didn't answer it. We use a suffix. We still left him the suffix. How can you answer the question? We know that he didn't answer the suffix.
Have the kior, they submerged it every night?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And they emptied it and no. Refilled it, or just
no.
Mixed it up?
No, they just brought it back up. Whatever was left, if they needed more water, they put more water in. But if there was water in the kiur and they put it submerged in, they took it back up. As well.
And they added water to it.
If they needed to. They didn't have to.
Right, but so if they submerged it...
If there's leftover water... Because it's put back in the pit. So Tashma. So now the Gemara is going to bring a raya, trying to bring a raya from a Mishnah, that even according to Rav Elazar, who says that Lina has no impact when you wash your hands, it is going to passel the water that's in the kior if it's not sent back down. So Tashma, Ben Katin, so I'm not sure when Ben Katin lived, but Ben Katin was some sort of builder. Also, Shneim Asar Dad Le Kior. He made 12, does it say when he lived? No? Okay, he made 12, I guess, faucets for the kiur. Well, why did he make 12 faucets for the kiur? Rashi says, Shemosiyah meimav, v'arminu b'seyid yomer, sheyu shneim asar kohanim ha'oskim b'tamid, mikachim v'as'achas. This way, all the 12 kohanim who are dealing with the korban tamid can all wash at the same time. Right? Rovam hadras melech. That was me that the 13 kohanim who deal with the avoda, who deal with the korban tamid, the 13 that's left out, is the one who shechs. And the one who shechs, well, maybe he doesn't, not included, because shechit doesn't even kasher bazaar. So, but really, the 13. Okay, so Ben Katan also shneimus ar da l'kiyor, v'af hu aso muchni, he made some sort of wheel l'kiyor, shelo yeh meimav nifsalim belina. In order to prevent the water in the kiyor from being pasa belina, he made this pulley system that you can drop the whole kiyor into the well. So my lav, so maybe, l'chora, this Mishnah goes, like Rav Elazar from Shimonhi. I don't know why, but he says, my lav, afil Rav Elazar ka'amr la. The Afagav, the Poli Bekidu Shaniga, Modim Mayim. I guess he says it's Stam. He says this mission of Stam, that he did it in order to prevent Lina the Mekior. He doesn't make his own, he doesn't say it's only according to one Shita. So maybe even that goes according to Lezer of Shimon, who says, so therefore you see that he holds that the water would become possible Lina if left overnight in the Kior. Gemara says, no, Rebbe, maybe this mission is only going according to Shita Rebbe. But according to Lozer Rishimun, just like to wash, you wouldn't have to rewash your hands, the water in the kior would also would not be possible. So Gemara says, no, I'm going to prove to you that this Mishnah is going like a Lozer Rishimun. How? Because I'm going to prove to you that the Reisha part of this Mishnah is Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. And if the Reisha is Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, the same is also Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. So how are we going to answer the question? The Reisha is not only like Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. That's how it's we're going to answer. So Gemara says, V'hami the Reisha Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, since the Reisha is like Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, so therefore, Seifa Nahami Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. What's the Reisha? Dikatani Reisha. We're talking about, in the Reisha, we're talking about the case of where the Kohen Gadol can shef one of the korbanos on Yom Kippur. Now, just a little background: the korbanos that we say every day in Eizu Mekamon, and will come up later. Different korbanos required to be shechted in different areas of the Beis Hamikdash. Kachim Kachim, which are the Holy of Holies, had to be shechted in the north. That's a three-way machlokes of what the north is. I'm certain article has a beautiful picture with the areas shaded in for each shita, so you can take a look at that. Also have over here some diagrams, but it's not so hard. So basically, the mizbeach, the length of the Beis Hamikdash is running east to west. Right? The mizbeach is a little further on the south side. On the right side of the mizbeach, all those pictures, that's considered the north. So, what part of the north can you shecht? There's a whole area in the north side. So, Gemara says, Tani Reisha, Bolo Etzel Paro. So, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur comes to his par to put his hands on it to do vidui. The par is standing in between the ulam, which is the building, and the mizbeach. It's in that area that's in between. If you look at the sheet, it's this little small, it's a smaller, narrower area. Par ha'yomi ben ulam mizbeach, rosho ledorom. The head of the cow is facing south, which would be, when we're looking at the picture, would be towards the left. Rosho ledorom, upanav l'ma'arav, but its face is to the west, which means it's facing the heichal. Upanav l'ma'arav. I have to do that over there because you want to have a shet face to the ulam. You don't want its backside facing the ulam because it can defecate when it's about to be shechted. So that's why now they set it up. Right? The kohen omei b'mizrach upanav l'marav, and the kohen is standing to the east of it. Right, so he's standing on the side where the back of the par. Kohen omei b'mizrach upanav l'marav, and he shechs it. Question is though, where is the animal? The animal is between the mizbeach and the ulam on the north side. So the Gemara says, "Man shamus lei, who holds the amar ben ulam the mizbeach tzafon? Who says that the ben ulam mizbeach is tzafon? Because there's going to be shitas that hold the only thing that's north is what's parallel to the mizbeach. So you have 32 amos of the mizbeach. The 32 amos north of that is where you can shecht. Here we're west of those. We're still north side, but we're west of the mizbeach." So who says that you can shecht on this western side of the mizbeach? Man shamas the amar ben ulam mizbeach tzafon. It's Rav Elazar Shimon, the Tanya, because we have the brisa. Ezehut tzafon, what's considered north? So mikir mizbeach tzafon lekol to Elazar tzafoni ukenega kol mizbeach kulo tzafon. Di Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda. Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda says only parallel to the mizbeach. That 32 amos north of the mizbeach. That's the only case. So it's this smaller strip that you can shecht the kachay kachay, and that's considered north. Comes Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Mosif afin ulam l'mizbeach. Rav Yosef adds even the northern side of the mizbeach beyond the mizbeach, going west from that point to the mizbeach up to the ulam on the northern side. You can also shecht. That's our Mishnah. That's what we're saying now. That's Rav Shimon. So we see the safe is Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. The ration of Elazar Shimon, the same is also Elazar Shimon, and then we'd have an answer to our question. And Rabbi Mosif, and Rabbi says, Af mekom drisa sravagli kohanim, mekom drisa sravagli Yisrael, aval v'lefni chalifos, so Rabbi adds, even on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, which is when as you enter, you come to the Shar Nikanor, there's also certain areas, there's a place where the Yisraelim can walk, and there's another place where Kohanim can walk, but that part on the northern side, you can also shecht. So he adds to that as well. But they all agree. Of course, in the Azar.
Saying that's the considered the Israel war.
Yes, yeah, that's what he's saying. You can shecht there, which just makes sense because shechta kasher bazar. Where would they be shechting? So the Gemara later on is going to say they're in a different way. Either a long knife or you shecht according to the shechta. That's where they shechted in this area, or it's kachek halim, which you can shecht anywhere anyway. Okay, but they all agree. They all agree about min hachalifos v'lifnim hakom olim shein pasul from the chalifos. What does Khalifa sound like? There's a shechter, there's a knife, there's a chalif, right? So there's So the Khalifa was the place. So if you look, they had these storage bins attached to the Ulam on the northern side. In other words, there's north, the Ulam, the north extends, there's area on the side. But from that area on the side, from the Ulam west, even though it's on the northern side of the Azara, everyone agrees you can't shech, because from that area you can't technically see the Mizbeach.
Those were outside, on the wall, outside of the Ulam?
That seems to be. It's called Beis HaKhalifos. That's where they would store the knives. Or maybe it's called Beis HaKhalifos and it's on the inside, I don't know. But that from that area going west, even though it's north, you can't shech. But the point that the Gemara is trying to say is that you see that who's the sheet who holds that between the Mizbeach and the Ulam you can shecht? So Elazar Shimon. So Elazar Shimon is a Resha, Elazar Shimon is a Seifa, and the Seifa was a case. We're telling us that you have to dip you have to put the Mekior into the pit, otherwise it becomes possible. That would be our answer. So Gemara says, wait a second, we'll say that outside first. It could be Rebbe also. Rebbe added more. Rebbe also holds that spot is kosher for kosher kosher. It's not only him, it's also Shita Rebbe. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says, Betizbara, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Hebel Rebbe. You tell me that only Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds that area is kosher for the Shita, not Rebbe, right? Hashta, so you can tell me that Rebbe, either Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Mosif, or Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Lo Mosif. Rebbe who says that you can shecht even on the more eastern side, the place of the Halichas Kohanim, Halichas Yisraelim, he's not only coming to add on to Rabbi Yossi, who says only exactly parallel to the Mizbeach, he's also coming to add on to Rabbi Elazar Shimon. It's steps. It's one. It's area A and B, area A, B, and C. So he's adding.
The other area.
Right. So he's adding. So therefore, the Seifa, the Reisha can also go like Rebbe. If the Reisha can go like Rebbe, the Seifa also can be going like Rebbe. And we don't have a proof. So the Gemara says no. We're still trying to prove. If you said that it's Rebbe, let the Mishnah be Mechadish and tell us that the Kohen Gadol can even shecht over there when it comes to this to his par. I don't understand what the Havmi is. It's not telling what the Mishnah is in Yoma, not telling us what he can do, telling us what he did do. That's what the Gemara then says. The Gemara says, no, Elamai. So what? If it's Rav Elazar or Rav Shimon, if it's only going to go to Elazar and Shimon, don't tell us the specific place. Tell us the entire area that he's allowed to shecht. Where it says no. The reason why he said specifically that place is because that was what the Kohen Gadol did do. He wanted to minimize the amount of walking and work that the Kohen had to do on Yom Kippur. He had a lot going on, and he's fasting, and it's Yerushalayim, and it's hot. So it's not an easy day for him. So we're going to minimize the amount of work he has to do. So as close as we're going to have him shecht it as close as we can to where it has to go, which is inside the Heichal. So it's not where he can shecht it; it's where he did shecht it. And Rebbe would agree that also. That's why he shechted it over there. So we have no raya from this Mishnah as to whether or not Rav Elazar or Shimon holds that the water in the kior will become bustle if left overnight without being put back down into the pit. Yes.
Don't they have to have Kohanim there when yes. taking place?
Right, so Lina
doesn't practically exist. Because the war is not left alone and supervised any time of day or night.
What do you mean? So it doesn't have to be supervised. The same thing, if the water is in the kior all night and it still doesn't go down and then the morning comes, that water can't be used.
Right. That's Lina.
That's being left overnight. The water in that...
Somebody watching it?
Who cares? Lina... By itself, halachli says the water is no good anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who cares are you watching? It's not a question of hesachadas. Hesachadas might be an issue when you have the hands, with calling himself. But here we're just saying, stop, Nina, if it's in there, impossible. Gemara then says, continues. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I guess I'm going to answer the question. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav the Trumas Hadeshen. So before Alos HaShachar, he wakes up very early, before Alos HaShachar, he washes his hands for Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is removing the ashes, right? The ashes from the Mikdash in the morning. The pasuk says, "Brain Trumas Hadeshen." After Tochal Eishes Olam was Mizbeach, some way it's Mizbeach. The Kohen would take this pan and take it from the coals, and he would bring it down, Machlokas, Rashi, and other Moshe Shonim and Rambam, what he actually did. Rambam says he made a pile, some says, okay, whatever, he took it out. So Lamachar, so tomorrow, which means a couple of minutes later, when the sun does rise, Lamachar, Kalotza Shachar, and he wants to continue doing the Avodos, Einot Sarach Lekadesh, he does not have to wash his hands, Shekvar Kidesh Mitchilas Avoda, because he already washed his hands at the beginning of the Avoda. Wait a second, that Avoda was done before daybreak. So if Lina passels the Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim, why does he not have to wash his hands? So Laman, so who does this go according to? Ila Rebbe, if it goes, it can't be going to Rebbe, because Ha'amar Pastalina, the Lina, once the daybreak comes, he has to rewash his hands. So that can't be his Shita. The Ila Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Ha'amar Ain't Sarach Lekadesh, Avin Mekan Basar Yaman. If it goes well with Shimon, why do we need to tell me this? Rav Shimon already said, so long as he doesn't have Hesach Hadas, he keeps working in the base of Migdash and doesn't need or anything like that, it can last for 10 days. 10 days is literal. 10 days just means for a very long time. So what's the... If he washed yesterday, he doesn't have to rewash. What's the Chiddush to tell me that if he washed this for the Truma Sedeshin, he doesn't have to rewash?
I'm assuming it's, he did work all night. Maybe he got up in the morning at 4 in the morning.
But there's no Chiddush to tell me. Guy gets up at 4 in the morning, yeah, washes his hands, then when the daybreak comes, doesn't have to rewash his hands.
Why is the water good at 4 in the morning? Is
that Lina
already?
What, Lina with what?
Overnight.
It's not morning yet. It's not morning yet.
Even though the passage of night, that's still
night. The demarcation line is when morning arises.
Yeah, but El can't wash at 4 in the morning before El Shachar because the cure is still inside.
So he goes into the pit, gets the water, and out and he washes. Whatever he needs to do, he does. To wash.
it's still good.
Yes. So Amar Abaye, so Rabbi says this Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Abaye just basically turns everything on his head. Amar Abaye la olam le Rebbe. I think like you. It's like Lazar Shimon, just giving another example of Lazar Shimon Shita. I get it. So Amar Abaye says la olam le Rebbe. It goes like Rebbe. Lina, the fact that Lina has impact on the washing of the Kohen, on the Kohen's hands, that's only a psul derabanan. It's only a psul derabanan. And umode de mikros hagever at safal apostle Lina. And they move back the time, the Rabbanan, they move back the time when Lina is impactful. We said Lina was impactful by daybreak. So now what he's saying, Abaye saying that Rebbe holds that Lina is only impactful from Kros Gever, which is an earlier time in the morning. From Kros Gever, that Tzafel Apostle Lina, from that time when he would wash his hands to do Chum Sadeshan, until the morning, Lina wouldn't have an impact. He's pushing back the time. Rava, that's Abaye's answer. Rava Amar, no. Rava says, Lo'olam Kirbi Lezer of Shimonhi. That this is going according to Shita Lezer and Shimon, who says that Lina does not have an impact. So what's the Chiddush? Meaning according to Rebbe, if you washed your hands for Chumas Adeshen and then came daybreak, you'd have to rewash your hands, according to this answer. Rava Amar Olam Kum Rav Lezer and Shimon He, V'ra'a Rav Yochanan Devarav B'tchilas Avoda V'lo Sof Avoda. So I'm not going to show you. Rav Yochanan agreed to Elazar and Shimon, that the hands are not washed, don't have to be washed, but chilas avoda, but not besof avoda. He argues with him, and that he says that if you wash your hands in the beginning of the avoda, then to start the day, then lina is not going to have an impact. But if you wash your hands at night to complete the avoda, then lina will have an impact. So this mission is coming to give this distinction that lina doesn't have impact when you wash your hands to start the day, but Lina would have impact when you finish the day, and if you wash later at night. Meaning, if a Kohen came in and washed his hands already at 10 o'clock at night, then Lina has an impact. But if a Kohen came in and washed his hands to do the Trumas Hadeshen in early wee hours of the morning, then Lina would not have an impact. Okay. So they asked on Rava's answer, right? Rava, because basically what Rava is saying now, is that what he says? Is that the answer? This Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. The Rav Rabbi Yochanan Devar Shav Elazar Nechonim V'mekadosh Yodah B'tchilis Avodas Hayom V'lo Pasul Lina V'lo B'mi Shekidish B'laylat Yechalavim. Yeah, okay, makes that distinction. So Meisvei, they're going to ask on Rava. So I bring another Brisa. Where is this from? Not sure. Meisvei Ra'u Echav HaKohanim Sheyorad. So, the guy washed his hands, he wanted to do Chumas Hadeshen. All his brothers, the Kohanim, saw him now coming down from the Zbeach and putting the coals on the eastern side of the ramp. The Heiratsu Uvahu, they run in and came in. Miharu, and quickly, Kitchi Adev Ragleim in a Kiyur, they would wash their hands from the wash basin. Great, so that's what it says. They would go quickly. Okay? So, Bishama Abaye Demokim Lakir Rebbe, Modi Rebbe Demikros Gever Atzafra Lo Pasul Lina. So I'm not sure what's going on. So this brisa works according to Abaye, who says that if you're Mekadesh Yado Viraga for Chumas Adeshin, you don't have to wash your hands, even according to Rebbe, because he says that from this point on, it's not a problem. Well, it's not because Modi Rebbe to Mikros Gever at Safra, because and from Alos from Gros Gever to Alos Hashachar, Lina doesn't work. So how many Rebbe? So therefore, the Kohanim are washing their hands specifically after Gros Gever, because if they washed beforehand, they would be pasul. So they have to wait. They have to wait till he finishes to wash their hands. El Rava to Mokim Lakir Lazar and Shimon. But Rava says that this Mishnah is going to Lazar and Shimon. Why do they have to wait to Kros Gever to wash their hands? Why are they only waiting until after he finishes Chumas Adeshin to wash his hands? Aval Rebbe, right? Aval El Rava to Mokim Lakir Lazar and Shimon. How many Rebbe? El Rava, who says that it's going to Lazar and Shimon, who says Lina is not posel. About the Rebbe Mikros Gever Tzavra Pasalina. So Rava says that the Machlokas even applies from Kros Gever on. Hamani, who does this go like? E Rebbe Pasalina. If it's Rebbe and they wash their hands at that point in time, Lina would make them have to wash their hands again. The Iker of Lazar Shimon, Ha'amar Afil Mikav Asara Yomim Ein Asar Lachadish. They can wash their hands the night before. Why do they have to wait specifically now to wash their hands? So Gemara says, no, look, Rebbe Lazar Shimon, Hakamai Skin, Mikomin Chadati. It's simple. This is the Lazar and Shimon. Lina is not pasul, but the reason why these Kohanim are washing now, as opposed to earlier, because this is when they came in. This is the new shift. That's all. Simple. Next, Ibai Lehu. I mean, Gemara doesn't give us an answer of what the psak is. Who you hold like? So is Lina poseles? Guy washes his hands and then he would stay there all night. Does he have to wash his hands again in the morning? Gemara doesn't give an answer to that. Or he gives us a machlokas. Doesn't give us a psak. Yibaylu, next Shiloh. Yitzia, mahu shato, b'kiddush adai v'raglayim. Come and wash his hands, all during the day. Let's say it's all during the day, it's going according to everybody. Come and go to wash his hands, and he walks out of the base of Mikdush. When he comes back in, does he have to rewash his hands? So he doesn't have hasachalas. Does he have to rewash his hands?
The next day or the same day?
Same day. Yitzia. He just went out of the Azara. He went for a smoking break. Right? Yitzia chutz lazara, Rashi says. Mahu shato, kiddush shaposa b'kola kachim. Any other holy item that's in a kli that gets taken out, you have a problem of yotze. Mr. Cohen's hands have a problem of yotze. So the Gemara says, "Im timtzei loma lina lo pasla." Maybe you'll say that lina doesn't pasl, de lo parish, because the Cohen never left. But about yitzia the parish, but yitzia where he actually goes out, asuche meisach daite. Maybe he was meisach das, and therefore we have to rewash. So yeah, overnight, if he pulled an all-nighter, we wouldn't have to rewash. But if he walks outside, maybe he would have to rewash. O Dilma, kevan debiyado lachzor.
And sleeping is kind of
adapt. Yeah, but we didn't do sleeping yet.
But isn't it? What you just said now, how will you see it? The parish,
he went outside. He didn't sleep. He just went outside. He went for a smoking break. Right? He went to get himself a coffee. I don't know. Let's make a little miser for you guys. He went to get a coffee.
So when you say outside the Beit HaMikdash?
Yes, he left. He went outside.
So doesn't that then bring us back to when you enter the thing you have to wash?
But does one washing count for the day? We only learned whether the pasul that we did was lina or not overnight. He washed during the day. And he went outside. Does he have to rewash? We haven't addressed that case.
See a pasul that says whenever you enter,
So when you weigh it, once a day, when you go in.
That's how we understand the winner.
That's the Shaila we're asking.
Right, okay.
So, in Timtzei Lomar, Lina lo pasla, de lo parish, aval yitzia de parish, esucha meisich naite. He was meisich das, he had to go back in, he had to go be washed. Oh, Dilma, oh, maybe you say, kevim b'yodah lachzor, since the Kohen Gadol has the ability to go back in whenever he wants, not the Kohen Gadol, the regular Kohen, lo meisach. He doesn't have hesach adas, he doesn't lose his train of thought, and therefore he's not, it doesn't have impact on his hands, he doesn't have to rewash. So Tashma, one is going to try to bring a proof of a bride. So Tashma, Kiddush Yadav Viraglav. He washed his hands. And then I guess his hands became Tomei, Tumah Derabanan. His hands became Tomei. Matvilin, he just has to dip them in, right? The Ein Tzarich LeKaddish. He just has to put his hands, dip them in the mikvah, in the water. He doesn't have to do the whole rigmarole of Kiddush Yadav Viraglav. Yatsu, if his hands went out of the Azara, Hare Hein Bekiddush Hasan. His hands went, he's still Bekiddush Hasan. He doesn't do anything. His hands went out, he's still good. So Gemara says, Yatsu Yodav Lo Kami Baile. We're not asking about whether it's just his hands went out, that he stretched his hands out. I gave away the farm before. The Hadamid was he just stretched his hands out. We're not asking that. Ki Kami Baile Yatsu Kogufamai. It's talking about where he walks out and he took a whole smoking break. What's the Shaila? So that Bryce is not a proof, because that Bryce is what I'm talking about, where he stuck his hands outside. Right now, if he went to grab something from outside of the base of Mikdash. So Tashma, Shalo Rochut Yadayim Viraglayim, you have a Kohen, I guess, who walks into the base of Mikdash, and he hasn't washed his hands, and he wants to work. So Mikadesh B'Klisharis B'Fnim. He can be Mikadesh with any Klisharis on the inside. I guess he can use any Klisharis, not necessarily the key, or you can wash it in any klisharis. But kideish be klisharis bachutz, if he took a klisharis outside and washed his hands outside, o be klichol b'fim, or used a non-holy item to wash his hands on the inside, o shetavo b'mei ma'ara, or he dipped his hands into a mikvah, I guess, va'avad, and that's avoda psula. His avoda is psula because he wasn't mekadesh yet. He didn't do kideish nai v'glayim. Taima the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. That's because he was used the klisharis on the outside. Ha kiddush b'fnim. The deal they're trying to make. But if he was mekadesh on the inside, v'yatza, and he went out, avodasa k'sheira. The only reason why it's possible is because he used the non klisharis. But if he used the klisharis and then went outside, he would be kosher. She says no. Dilma. So the Gemara says no. Dilma kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. What does it mean kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz? Hey chidami. The afik yodav levar v'kiddush. He stuck his hands outside. And he washed it outside with a klisharis. But aval yotza kogufo timoyla. But yotza kogufo, we still have a shayla. I'm not sure what the rai is trying to bring. It's a very strange case that he just sticks his hands out and then washes on the outside. I'm not strange case. No, that's what I said. Any klisharis, usually use a kiyo, but you could wash your hands. This rai says any klisharis that you use would be sufficient. Amalei razi the rav papa. Tashma. Yotza chutz l'mechitas chomatz hazara. He goes outside the hazara, he leaves the temple mount. Im lishos. If he leaves for a long period of time, ta'un tvila, he has to do tvila. He has to dip again. The im lefishah, he has to go to mikvah. The im lefishah, if he just goes out for a little bit, zman katzar, ta'un kiddush yadav raglav. All he has to do is be mekadesh yadav raglav. See from here that if he goes outside, even for a short amount of time, he has to rewash his hands. So amar le, no hacha minaskinon. What's going on here? He goes sheyotzo lahasech raglav lahatiyat mayim. We had to go to the bathroom, he had to defecate or urinate. He had to go outside, to defecate, he had to urinate. So that's why he has to wash his hands. Ha behed, wait a second, no. Ha behed katanila. That we already learned explicitly elsewhere. Plus, I think it's a Mishnah Yoma. Kol ha mesich raglov, ton tvila. Whoever defecates has to go to mikvah. Bechol ha meitiv mayim, ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. And if someone who urinates has to rewash his hands. It's already explicit. So, what are you talking about? So the Gemara says, no. Tani v'hadim v'farishla. The Mishnah says it, and the Braisa explains it. But that's what's going on. The reason over there he's washing his hands is not because Stavi went out, because he went to the bathroom. That's why he has to rewash his hands.
Everyone who came here to go to the mikveh and the kishav
rachel? I guess.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
So after the mikveh, then he washes his hands.
You have to go to the mikveh before. You have to be tar. So maybe if he was tar from the night before, I guess he didn't have to. But, yeah, I mean, even nowadays when people go up.
He obviously went to the bathroom during the night, I guess.
So whatever he took care of, yeah, he had to take care of. He had to be called kaddish to come up. I mean, that's even the people who go up to the Temple Mount today, they go to the mikveh first. What? They go to the mikveh first, right?
They do it like
a nida. Yeah, they do it because that's the way it has to. That really counts for something. So Tashma, so now is again trying to bring a raya that going outside doesn't passel the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and you don't have to redo it. So Tashma, para, okay, so this is the para duma, like we've mentioned a few times, that everything is done on Har Zeisim. It's all done outside the Mitnei Zemigdash. Rechia Bar Yosef Amar Mikadesh B'Klisharis B'Fnim. The person who's doing avoda by the para has to wash his hands inside the Azara, V'Yotze, and then he goes out and does the Waboda on the Paraduma. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Bachutz, you can even wash your hands outside, Afilu B'Klichol, even with a non-sacred vessel, Afilu B'Mikeda Shel Cheres, even with like a lowly vessel made out of earthenware. But you see over here that the Yitziah doesn't passel. Even according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, who says that he has to wash Bifnim, he could come to do the avoda outside, and it's no problem. So you know, Mar says, Amara Papa, simple answer, Shani Para, Ho V'chol Maseh B'chus, Lo Pasel Yitziah. That's an exception. Para Duma is not going to give you a raya. Para Duma, that's where they do the avoda. How else are you going to do it? So since it's avoda is done B'chutz, so going outside with the hand washing, after hand, is not going to passel it. So Ihacha... So that's another, you make them a tamei afterwards, yeah. But ihachi lam li makadish, right? If so, why? If it's all done outside, what's the purpose of doing kiddush yadayim raglayim on the inside anyway? It's not an avoda. So he says no, ke'ein avoda b'fim. You're right. It has different distinctions, but we don't want to be mezazel in it. So we do things to make it look like an avoda. So you have to wash your hands before you do it. Okay. Next, so we didn't answer that question either. So we left with a suffix again. As whether Cohen washes his hands and then goes outside, let's say for a little bit, doesn't have any hazakadas, does he have to rewash his hands when he comes back in? Ibailu, another suffix. Tuma ma'u shatoel lekiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So you have a Cohen who washed his hands and then his hands became tame. It's maseches yadayim. Certain types of tuma that are only tuma derabbanan. So by doesn't become tame. Just his hands became tame. Does he have to rewash his hands?
Wouldn't he?
Maybe he just has to dip them in the mikvah and not do the whole process. So Givarlu Tuma Mahu Shatoyel Kiddush Likidush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Does that have impact? So Imtim Tselo Mar Yitzilo Pasla. If you could answer the previous Shaila that going out doesn't have impact on the washing the hands, De Gavra Chazi. Because at least the Kohen at that moment in time is still has the ability to walk back in and start going. He himself, there's nothing wrong with him. Aval hacha de gavra lo chazi, but once his hands become tamei, so right this moment he's not able to do the avoda. So maybe asuche mesich daite, he has hesech adas from the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, would have to redo it. O dilma, or do we say kevan de hadar chazi, since he knows he doesn't have hesech adas, because since he knows and he can just dip his hands into the mikveh, into the water, and be, it's a very simple thing. Just go, dip your hands in, he's ready to go. So maybe, dokle v'lo meisich date. So he'll be careful, and he won't have hesech hadas. So tashma, we're going to try to prove this. Alright, so tashma, kidesh yadav v'raglov v'nitmu. He washed his hands, and his hands became tamei. Matvilin, you just dip them, v'ein tzarech l'kadesh. And you don't have to become, you don't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Pretty straightforward. So, right, so the Gemara says, no, nitmu yadav lo miboylan. Our shayla is not just if his hands became tamei, ki miboylan nitma kol gufo. His whole body became tamei. I don't know, somehow he became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, his whole body, the sherets came in there, and he touched it, his whole body became tamei. So the Gemara says, kol gufo, if you're talking about kol gufo, tepukle, de kevon de boy le mevon herif shemesh, asuche meisich dat. He says, no, if he became tamei, his whole body at 1 in the afternoon, he has to go to the mikvah, and he has to wait till sunset.
Right.
So it's a long time. So it's going to be hesach hadas. So of course, wait, what shayla are you asking? Of course he's going to have to rewash his hands. So Gemara says, no, he go into itame, samach kri sechama. What about the case where he became tamei between min chamar, when the rabbi is giving the drush for a couple of minutes? He became tamei then, and there's a very small amount of time. So maybe, so there, maybe that was the shayla. So there, I know it's weird though, because it says kiddush yadav v'raglov nitmu'u, and so there he's saying is nitmu'u. So if he, according to this, if he was became tamei right before shkiyas sechama, he can just go to mikvah and continue doing the avoda and doesn't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So the Gemara says tashma. So we still have no raya about what tuma does tuma not come off or not. So tashma, this gets back to what you were saying before, Yossi, about the para duma. The para aduma that everything's done on outside Yerushalayim. Reb Chiya b'Reb Yosef Amar Mekadesh b'Klisharis b'Fnim. You take Klisharis from the inside. You have to use Klisharis from the inside and wash your hands. V'Yotze, you go out. Reb Yochanan Amar, and then you do the vote outside. Reb Yochanan says no. You can wash your hands even b'chutz, even with a klichol, even with a klicharis. Makdeir shel cheres. The Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha para. When it comes to the kohen who burns the para duma, did tamuye matminale. we're metame him before he burns the para. I'm not going to leave you anything to do tomorrow. Okay, it's okay. Right? You want to stop? No, let's right. Okay, so let's go. So we have a couple minutes. So ha para di matumi mitamin lei the tanan, because we have the Mishnah, which is one of the things that they did in order to upset the tzedukim, right? The tanan mitamin hayu akon esorus apar. They would purposely make him tamei umat bilan also, and then put him in the mikvah, so he'd be a tful yom. He'd be a tful yom. Lahotzim leave him until tzedukim to kind of upset the tzedukim. Shaya omrim b'meruve shemesh haisonasis. That in order to the kohen to be kosher to do this avoda, he had to have herav shemesh. He can't just be a tful yom. So what you see over here, shema mina lo pasla ba tuma, that the tuma doesn't pasel. Right, he had to wash his hands, and he made him tamei. The tuma doesn't pasel. The tuma doesn't pasel his hands. That's a raya. Whereas answer again, no, shani para ho el the tful yom lo pasel ba. No, para duma is different. So like we answered before, by the para duma, since we're allowing the tful yom, someone who does not completely tower to do the avoda. Not even allowing, we're forcing a tful yom to do the avoda, so we're not gonna say, oh, now that he has to rewash his hands. We're not gonna rewash, because it's a very different case. It's a tful, right, she says, where's it, right? Look at Rashi, the third line. Alma achar akidush hazeh haisa, hushmamin ol pasla vatuma. Well, that's the answer. That's the question. The tful yom, shani parah, tful yom apostle, that we said before, just like we find kulos by the, paraduma, we can be makel again by the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. That's why only here, kiddush adayim, you wouldn't require new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. But it doesn't prove in any other case where we came tamei. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, then why do I need the kiddush adayim v'raglayim to begin with? Again, ke'en avoda b'ina, not to be mezalz on the avoda, to make it look like an avoda. Okay, so we'll pick up by the yibayluhu tomorrow. But again, we had three shilas basically, and we didn't answer. We have a shila whether lina is possible, lina possible kiddush adayim v'raglayim. We had a machlokes, we didn't answer that. We had a shila whether about a yitzia going out, does he have to rewash his hands? And then we have a shila that he becomes tamei, does he have to rewash his hands? And we didn't answer any of those. Okay, have a great day.